Scotty McCreary, 5 more minutes, but we're out of time with Scotty for the moment. He'll be back on 98Q. Gray here with you in the Aspirus Health Studio. And I'm not alone for maybe the only time this week. With Joel gone all week, you get all gray all day with some inclusions here and there of people like Coach Michael Simone of the Shawamigan football team. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday. I got to get the Monday out of my brain. I know we weren't here yesterday, and like I mentioned, I didn't realize we'd see you today, but a pleasant surprise to have you, Coach. So we are 2 games into the season now officially, or three. Okay, no, three. I told you I was behind the eight ball. 3 games in, and we had a little bit of another rough one to finish the week. Why don't you tell us about the last game against Three Lakes?
Yeah, we kind of went into the week knowing that we needed to be on our A game. If we started the game like we did week one versus Bruce with that slow start, that it's really going to come back to haunt us, and we just needed to come out firing right away like we did against Cornell. And unfortunately, the slow start continued. We missed the onside kick. We were strong for the first couple plays, but then they gave up a big score right after that.
Yeah, go ahead. So after a slow start, like you mentioned, didn't get the start you wanted against Three Lakes there, but go ahead and continue. My bad there.
We stood strong for the first couple defensive plays. I mean, we got them for a loss on the first play, held them again on second down. Third down, they hit a nice big pass over us for a touchdown, and then it just kind of kept snowballing from there. Offensively, after watching back on the film, it didn't feel all doom and gloom, but pretty much every play we had one thing that just didn't go our way that prevented maybe a 5-6 plus yard gain from being that, and we were just stuck with like 1-2 yard gains or losses or just little things like that that just kept slowly like pulling us away from where we wanted to be. And it's definitely disheartening and disappointing when you put in a good week of work, but we still know what we're capable of, and we know that we'll be ready to bounce back this next week here.
So would you say that it's fair to say that, it's not necessarily quantifiable, momentum has a real effect on the game?
For sure. And I think we've seen that in both cases in the first 2 games, and then now that third one here too. We didn't get momentum right away in Bruce, and it just was too tough to come back. We had it right away in Cornell, and it was definitely in our favor, and we lost it pretty early against Three Lakes, and then that was tough to get it back.
Well, I think with what we saw with the first 2 games and that rally, like you mentioned, that pretty incredible righting of the ship that took place, I think that your team clearly has a counterpunch ready to rock, and that means you've got them ready to respond to a loss the right way, even a tough one. Hey, they've already taken a tough loss, and then they dealt one out right away. I don't know. I feel I got this scrappy underdog vibe. I don't know. Maybe I'm just I'm the believer, but I see every reason to believe, because I know you've got some high performance happening. Even in a game like this, there's still some individual performances and some team moments that may not show up on the scoreboard. In fact, I would venture to say that sometimes, you know, half the game doesn't show up on the scoreboard.
Oh, for sure. And like you said, I think this will be a good week to be that scrappy underdog as we're taking on Phillips this week. I think that's about as big of a rivalry as we'll get in our Northwoods small towns and home opener. So I think it'll be a perfect time to bring that counterpunch back.
No, that's absolutely. I'm picturing Sylvester Stallone from several different movies. But Phillips had a tough one too. They took a loss to Hurley 22-6 over the week. So 2 teams ready to. It's going to be a good game, and it's going to be a rainy week this week. There might be a little mud on the field. I'm looking forward to an old school leatherhead football game this week.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. Like I said, Phillips is a big fun rivalry for us, and I know the boys are fired up, ready to bring their A game this week, and this is one that they want bad. So we're going to be ready for it.
Without tipping your hand or revealing any of the game plan, what are you telling the team coming off this loss, going into that rivalry game? What's the general messaging of practice?
Say, ultimately, like, if we want to put a good performance out on that field, it has to show up in practice during the week. I mean, we can't expect to be lazy. We can't expect to be messing around and screwing around during practice and then put a good product out there on Friday. So if we want to win on Friday and we want it to look good, we got to be practicing that exact way all week, and we got to be focused, we got to be crisp, and everything has to be looking good. And if we're starting to fall flat, if we're starting to lose that focus, I mean, that's where that old saying, like, you're going to play like you practice, shines through. And I think the weeks that we maybe look really good, we've had really good weeks of practice, and the weeks where we maybe struggle a little bit, then the week wasn't, the practicing wasn't so great that week. So we're trying to really, really focus on having those clean, crisp days every day of the week this week, so we can have that final product we want on Friday.
Anybody who's watched Hard Knocks or anything like it knows that any given football coach probably has a lot of sayings ready to rock, but any 30-year-old knows where those sayings come from. Let me tell you, the last 10 years of my life, I've been steadily realizing the, you know, plan the work the plan, stuff like that. It's tough, like, even if you've got a good coach or a good parent giving you those lessons and doing a good job teaching them, and hey, I believe everything my dad ever told me, but it hits different when you experience that situation for yourself. So you've got guys who are ready to learn how to fight through adversity right now. This is a perfect example of the kind of lessons football and other extracurriculars can teach.
For sure. I think that's a often overlooked but invaluable part of these sports, is the impact we can have on them as young men, and then the lessons that they can learn and to become better people and better prepared for the world in front of them.
Do you think that your players would say that, yeah, coach says that a few too many times? Is there any sayings you carry around pretty often?
I don't know. I think I like to rotate through them pretty good, so I like to keep them on their toes that way.
No, that's, like I said, it's the stuff that you've heard your entire life. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And even the fundamental stuff, like, that's why you keep your feet moving. Like, the simple things that you've been told in practice from sixth grade, you know, it's those fundamentals that are going to be the saviors of those tough moments. Am I right there?
Oh, for sure.
I'm glad I spot that correctly. I played football all of 2 years in middle school, but it's one of those things that you just see on the field. It's just, why does this feel off? It's, well, because oftentimes players overthink and they try to do too much, and I think that's a human thing, and that's part of why those football lessons translate so well off the field, and you end up with some sound-minded young men who have struggled through stuff like this. But that said, I look forward to an incredibly scrappy and potentially muddy game with the weather we're going to have. What highlights can we point to? What are you guys going to look at and say, hey, this is what we did well, what we have to keep doing well this week?
Say, I do want to shout out one of our defensive players that I forgot to bring up last week when you asked for good performances. Aiden Bushman was incredible in coverage for us against Cornell. He was locked down. I don't think they completed a single pass on him, and they looked his way plenty. He came up with a really big interception this week as well. Incredible catch. I don't know how he pulled it off. So I want to make sure I highlight that. Like, he's definitely been a strength of our defense so far, and he's been a little banged up here and there. So hopefully he's good to go here again. I think he'll practice today. But and then another defensive player, Cooper Heisler, who's been fighting through some stuff all season. But every game he's out there giving 100%. He's flying around. He's making his presence known to the opposite quarterback every chance he gets. And the amount of, like, pressures and hurries he gets is incredible, and it often results in good plays for us when he's right there in the quarterback's face. Even if he's not the one bringing it down, I think those pressures really, really do make a big difference. So defensively, those are two guys that have really made a lot of plays that maybe don't show up on the stat sheet as well, but are going to be huge for us going forward too.
Oh, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. You get one guy hanging out in the offensive backfield, and for you, that means seven other guys having usually a much easier time of things. It just, everything is disrupted. And if you can create chaos on defense and coverage, by the way, that was something, you know, I've loosely followed it. I'm no expert whatsoever, but even I've begun to appreciate what coverage really takes. You know, a corner after the quarterback position, in at least in professional sports, might be, I'd put it up there with the toughest position to play, because your whole job is based around not knowing what's coming and having to react in time to stop it. You know, you've got your assignment, you've got your coverage assignment, you might have your zone that you're defending, but you're reacting, and you can only be so proactive, which makes it all the more impressive when you can lock somebody down that whole game. A lockdown corner, I mean, nowadays in the NFL, at least, being a lockdown corner means committing a lot of fouls and trading and give and take. But if you can pull that off in high school sports, that speaks to a level of planning and foresight that you can't substitute. You know, it's going into the game ready, and I imagine watching a lot of tape to even make that possible.
For sure. I mean, that knowing what's coming your way definitely helps. Like, and we tell the kids, like, watching film is like you're taking the test on Friday. We're giving you the answer sheet here on over the weekend on Monday to prepare and get ready for it. And like everything that that team's going to do, like, they've shown it on that film, and the more you watch it, the better prepared you're going to be for it. So,
well, and even preparation is no substitute for execution in the moment of. I can think of a couple moments in life, that sports or otherwise, where you know what's coming, but phew, the moment's gone. So if you're not reacting quickly and using that knowledge you have, that's an incredible combination of skills there. That's pretty awesome to hear showing up even in the tough moments. So a lot of bright spots on defense and in general for the team. And that game is Thursday this week.
Friday
this week. I told you I'm not behind the eight ball this week. You give me one day off and I take a mental vacation a month long. So we've got Coach Simone here with us, high school football coach for the Shawamigan School District. They're playing Phillips this Friday, and that game is going to be on the airwaves. I think we've got that one right on 98Q Country. I'll double check that, and I'll let you know on the other side of 8 o'clock. Coach, any more shout-outs or anything else you want to touch on before we wrap up this hour?
I don't think in particular. Just looking forward to a great opportunity to show what we've got here on Friday.
Be there Friday, and that's here?
Here, yep.
See, I got that one right. Home opener. So you can be there in the stands. You can listen on our Civic Media app. Support the team. Check out that schedule on our website. You'll be more informed than I clearly am on a Tuesday morning if you go and check out 98QCountry.com. Our sports broadcast schedule is on the right side, and you can even listen from there on Friday when we bring you the game. Just hit that big old play button. I have got to prep for what's coming because it shows when I don't. Coach Simone, thank you so much for being here on a Tuesday.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll talk to you again soon. But first, we've got a message from our sponsors. And remember, when you hear a business on 98Q, you hear a business that cares about the community.